welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I hope you are having a beautiful day. I am, as always, really excited to be with you here today. And this episode is going to share some harsh reality. I'm going to slap it down with some brutal, honest truth. So you better get ready. You better be in a good space because I like to give it to you straight. I don't like to bullshit. I don't like to sugarcoat things. I don't like to make things sound rainbows and unicorns and fluffy and warm and fuzzy because that would be weird because that's not me. You know that I will tell you how it is. So let's get into the three beliefs stopping you from hitting six figures. And these ones might surprise you. Okay. The first one is thinking it's easy, and it's not. It's not. And this is one that I see all the time because I support early stage health coaches. And so I get people coming into HCA or following me on Instagram or Facebook or reaching out to me on YouTube, whatever, who are sometimes very new and they're frustrated that it's really hard. And this is the thing. I'm going to be really honest with you. Building a business is going to be way harder than you could ever imagine. Everything you think it's going to be like, take that times it by 100, and that's how hard it's going to be, okay? And a lot of people don't realize how hard it's going to be because truthfully, the barrier to entry to get into something like online business is quite low. You can imagine that if you were going to start a retail store or even like e-commerce or a restaurant or something like that, you can't just do that with no money. Right? To start a restaurant, you're going to need hundreds of thousands of dollars of capital. Probably same with retail, with e-commerce, you're going to need inventory. You're going to need to invest in things. But with online business, I mean, it really feels like we can kind of invest for nothing. And the good news is it doesn't have to cost a lot. Okay. So that's really beautiful in one way, because it means that so many people who maybe don't have access to capital, maybe don't have access to investors and $100,000 to start a restaurant, get a space, hire employees, get equipment, get inventory, all that stuff, can literally start a business and potentially make six figures or make seven figures. Right? You can have a business like me where I make multiple six figures. I make money while I sleep, make money while I'm hiking, and I basically can buy whatever I want. And I have this amazing free lifestyle. That is something that is available to anyone starting a business, but it's fucking hard. It's fucking hard. Again, it's way harder than you could ever imagine because you will have to sacrifice. And I know there's this whole sort of area of thinking out there, and a lot of people are very anti-hustle culture. And what I'm going to say might ruffle a few feathers, but I'm really not anti-hustle. I think you really have to earn your right not to hustle. If you start a business thinking that you're not going to have to hustle, you are going to be sadly mistaken. You're going to be really shocked when you realize that it's not fucking working and you're not getting clients. Now, I don't believe that you should be hustling forever. I think that's unhealthy. I don't think we should be sacrificing our health. I think we need to create boundaries. I think we need self-care. I think we need to take care of ourselves. I think we need to find happiness and joy outside work. I'm all about that. As you may or may not know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, I started my business in the depths of a health crisis. I had chronic fatigue, chronic insomnia. I felt the worst I have ever felt in my life. It was so rough, super dark, thought I'd never get over it. So I did not sacrifice my health. I always prioritize my health, but I worked my fucking ass off. I worked my ass off. And there will be some sort of sacrifice that you make, right? If you have a full-time job, you can't just sit there and be like, oh, well, I don't have time. I have this full-time job, blah, 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 blah. You are going to have to get up early and work before you go to your job. You're going to have to stay up late and work after you come home from your job, or you're going to have to sacrifice your weekend. There's just no way to do this without sacrifice. This is really, really hard. And the reason why it's hard is because you are literally building something from scratch and you are competing with all different types of people online. You are asking people who've never met you, who've never seen you in person, who've never experienced your energetic field in a real life, real world sort of way to literally open up their wallets and hand you over their credit card numbers. Think about that. Like, really think about what is happening there. People need to deeply trust you. And trust takes time, especially when you're someone who literally just showed up on the internet. You're like, hey, I'm smart. I can help you buy my shit. They're not just going to trust you right away. And it really does take time, especially when you're new. And you have to learn how to show up every single day in your business, show your face, be on video, speak, put yourself out there without anything in return. Because again, it does take time, right? It's really hard. And a lot of times, especially in health, we are speaking to really deeply personal and likely embarrassing problems, right? Maybe you help women with infertility. Maybe you help people with their PMS symptoms or digestive issues, their diarrhea, their acne, things that are incredibly sensitive and people don't always want to talk about in a public forum. So I was interviewing one of my past Health Coach Accelerator students on the podcast. At this time, her episode would have dropped, I believe, on August 28th, and it was with Rachel Webster, and it's episode 186, from 0 to 7K months in only 2 years. Now, something that she was saying that really surprised her is she really felt like in the beginning that like no one was listening, and it was really hard to show up every day and really give it her all. Like, all these people were listening when she felt like no one was listening. But what she found over time was that people would kind of come out of the woodworks and be like, Rachel, I've been following you forever. And she would be like, who is this person? Like, I've never seen this person before. Because truthfully, and this isn't only in health and wellness, this is in other industries as well, because this happens to me. People will be following you, they will be watching, but they're not going to give any indication that they're there. They may never like a post, they may never comment, they may never send you a DM, right? But they're watching. So the reason why it's so hard is because you have to show up and give it your all every day. And show up with the energy that a million people are watching you, even when you don't hear anything from a single person. Think about that. That's fucking hard, because we're really used to external validation. If you are someone who's had a boss and you've been in a corporate job or really just been an employee of any sort, typically we are used to receiving feedback. We are used to getting a pat on our back or a slap on the wrist when we don't do things right. But typically in most jobs, if we have a decent leader, obviously sometimes we have terrible management, we get no feedback. I've definitely been in that situation. But usually there's someone telling us we do a good job when we do a good job, or we're getting a promotion, or when we're fucking up, someone's telling us that we're fucking up. So it's really easy to be motivated by this external validation. And when you are in a business, there is no one telling you that you did a good job at the end of the day. Sure, in time, you will have clients sharing testimonials, which can help like that, but there's no one giving you consistent feedback. And so that can be really hard, right? Because you have to pat yourself on the back. You have to be self-motivated. If you show up late for work, no one's going to say, hey, that's your second time being late. If you show up late again, we're going to have a problem. No one's going to say that. So you can wake up every morning, you can fuck around all day and literally do nothing, and no one is going to say boo to you. That's hard. That's hard for a lot of people. So the reason why it's so hard is we have to do things and we have to take action without feedback, without external validation. Because sometimes what can motivate us, right, is the carrot, right? And what I mean by that is you post on social media and you get a whole bunch of views, you get a whole bunch of comments, and that kind of gives you the carrot, makes you want to keep going. And sure, that can happen with time. But in the beginning, you're going to be posting on social media and you're going to be getting fucking nothing. Doesn't mean no one's seeing it, doesn't mean no one's there, but where's the dopamine hit, right? We're used to that dopamine hit. And so the reason why business is so hard in the beginning is because you're building something from scratch. People don't trust you in the beginning. There's so many scammers out there. There's so many people on the internet peddling all kinds of bullshit things. So ultimately, people are instantly going to assume you're a bullshitter until you prove yourself otherwise. And so that can be really hard. And that can result in, again, you putting in all your effort, feeling like you're working your ass off and getting nothing in return. And so you have to learn how to put yourself out there every day consistently with big dick energy and get nothing in return. That's why it's hard, right? We like things that stroke our egos. We like external validation. We like getting a pat on the back that says, good job, Kendra, you're doing awesome, keep going. But no one's gonna do that for you. You have to learn how to do it for yourself. So you are going to have to struggle. You're gonna have to work your ass off. You're gonna have to be incredibly self-motivated, and you're gonna have to commit every single day. And that's a great segue into the second belief that's stopping you from hitting six figures is thinking that it's fast. Okay, so it will be way harder than you ever thought it would be, and it's going to take you way longer than you ever thought. And I really don't know what it is that makes people believe that this is a fast process. And I say this all the time, but if you are not willing to give at least 3 dedicated years to building your business, then you have no business being in business. If you think it's going to happen before that, you will be sadly mistaken, my friend. And if someone's ever made you believe that, it's bullshit. Now, can it happen faster than 3 years? Yes, absolutely. Going back to our HCA student, Rachel Webster, who I interviewed again on the podcast at the end of August. She entered HCA in spring of 2021. It is now fall of 2023, and she is doing $7,000 a month, which is almost a six-figure business. Okay, so not quite hitting six figures yet, but she's pretty damn close, and I'm sure she'll do it at any point. She's going to do it in like the next year, 100%. Okay, so it can take less time. Another student, Angela Brown, she got to $250,000 in under 3 years. So it can happen faster, but you should prepare for it to take longer. You should even maybe prepare for it to take up to 5 years. And sometimes I have people say, when I say that, I'm like, you got to give it at least 3 years. They're like, well, I don't have 3 years. I need to make money now. And I'm just looking at them and I'm like, well, what the fuck do you think this is? This is a business. You're building it from scratch. This takes a lot of time and dedication, right? Coming back to what I said before about the building of trust, right? You're just showing up on the internet. You're saying, hey, I'm a smart person, buy my shit. And you have no trust. It's like in the criminal justice system, we say innocent until proven guilty. Well, on the internet, it's guilty until proven innocent. It's the opposite. People don't start by giving you trust. They start by giving you absolutely nothing, absolutely no trust. And that really does take time. You need to gain a track record. You need to gain testimonials, social proof, people referring you. You need to start showing up in multiple places, right? At this point, I've been on the internet for almost a decade. It's really easy to come across my stuff, right? If you're looking for business and marketing stuff and you're a health coach, a wellness coach, you might stumble on my YouTube channel. You might stumble on my podcast. You might stumble on my Instagram, my Facebook, like whatever. Like I'm out there. I'm in so many different places. And that trust is built by constantly coming across my stuff over time. So it does take a lot of time, right? It took me about 3.5 years to hit 6 figures in my business, okay? And I am now in, I think this is my 9th year, and I still haven't fully hit my goals, right? So it takes time, and those first 3 years are really going to be hell. And there really is no other way for me to describe it. And again, I'm being straight with you. Expect the first 3 years to be really fucking hard. And if you do it faster than that, if it gets easier faster than that, then you can consider that a win. But if you're at 2 years and it's fucking hard, then really you're right where you should be, okay? And something that really grinds my gears, and I say this with love, okay, but I have a really hard time when people are saying something like, I've been out there for 3 or 4 months, I'm doing all the work, I'm posting consistent content, and I don't have clients. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's pretty normal. And when people come into HCA, oftentimes they're building from nothing, right? They're building from nothing. And what you do in HCA, for example, is we build the foundation. We get that foundation built. And usually people are ready to enroll clients into their program by the 2nd or 3rd month. And oftentimes they are. But to really get to that place of consistency where you feel confident in your business and confident that your business is going to continually generate revenue, like that is like 3 years and beyond, my friend. I'm not saying you're not going to get a client for 3 years. Okay. You should definitely be getting a client within the first 6 months or so. But that consistency, that is what's going to take 3+ years. Okay. And there's no way to really speed up that process, right? There's obviously like you can do things like run ads, you can pitch collaborations, but really for the majority of business owners, that consistency is really going to take a few years for people to really get into their flow and really start to gain that confidence. Like, yeah, my business makes money. In year 9, I'm confident that my business is going to make money every month. And if I have a bad month, I know I'm probably going to have a good month the next month or the month after, right? I have that belief and knowing in my business because I've been doing this for long enough and I've built up a client base, a foundation, and I know what I'm doing, but it does take time. And so it's not fast. And if you think it's going to be fast, then you're not going to hit 6 figures because really you're playing the long game. This is a very long game. Okay, so that's number 2. The third mindset that is stopping you from hitting 6 figures is thinking it needs to be fancy or perfect. And I see this so often. A lot of coaches, like, they want everything to look professional. They want everything to look perfect. They want to build their entire program, put it into fancy hosting software, make really pretty, well-designed slides and have all these things. And it's actually a really silly thing to do before you've actually proven that something is profitable. So for example, when my students come into HCA, we have them build a program. And with that program, we help them build a curriculum. Okay, a curriculum is essentially the modules and the step-by-step that guides clients through a process to get them from problem to solution. And essentially the curriculum is like having a course. And I believe a course belongs in all programs, whether it's a group program, a one-on-one, a hybrid, whatever. I think it's really important because what this does is it prevents you from having to repeat yourself because ultimately, regardless of what people are struggling with, there are some baseline things that everyone needs to know, right? If you're going to come into HCA, regardless of where you are in your business, we're going to need to make sure your niche is profitable and that you have compelling messaging. You're going to need that program or that thing to sell, and you're going to have a marketing and sales framework. I don't need to reteach that to every new person coming through the program, right? I've recorded that into modules and people consume it at their own pace when they come through the program. So it's the same thing for you, even if you're doing something like a one-on-one or a group coaching program, right? They come through and they need to learn the things. And so that's why we create a course for every program, whether you're offering it as one-on-one, group, or hybrid, okay? And so what a lot of people want to do is they want to record everything. They want to put it into all that fancy hosting platforms and make it look really professional. But the problem is it takes a lot of time, okay? And it never makes sense to put a lot of money and time investment into something before you've proven it's profitable. Nobody actually does that, right? So for example, let's say I wanted to create a skincare product. Maybe it's like this anti-aging serum. Okay, this is what I want to create. I would not go have 1 million bottles of that made and just hope that it would sell because it's going to cost me a fuck ton of money to make those millions of bottles. And if it doesn't sell, right, or people don't like it, they don't like the smell, it doesn't get the result, they don't like the texture, they don't like the label, like whatever it is, I just lost a shitload of money. Now, luckily, we don't have to pay for inventory as online coaches, but we don't want to create this perfect thing before we've proven that it's profitable. So when people come into HCA, we always start with a beta. And so instead of recording all of the modules and making really fancy everything, what we focus on is creating the minimum awesome program, kind of similar to minimum viable product. So it's still awesome. It still has the value, but it's not fancy, but it provides the result because really in the end, that's what matters. So instead of paying for really fancy course hosting software like Thinkific or Teachable or whatever, literally we just drop everything into a Google Drive, which is free. And people just get access to that when they sign up for your program. At some point, might you put it into a course hosting platform? Sure. But I would not do that until it's proven profitable because you can lose a lot of money paying for these platforms. And even worse, you can lose a ton of time and then have it turn out that it's not profitable. So I've told this story before on this podcast, but a long time ago, this would have been in 2015, 2016, maybe 2017. I can't even remember anymore. It was a long time ago, but I wanted to launch a course and my first course was called Hormone Power. And that is the business model that I want. I desperately wanted a course business. And so I spent months creating this course, 6 months to be exact. I worked on weekends. I worked on evenings. My partner probably almost broke up with me. He was just like, oh my God, you're working all the time. He was super annoyed by me. But I was so determined and I worked my ass off. It took me so long to create this course. And then I tried to launch it and I couldn't make it profitable. I could barely make any sales. People just didn't buy it. And it was so frustrating because I can't even tell you how many hundreds of hours that I put into that course creation. And then to have it not sell was devastating. And I had put it into fancy course hosting platform. I've recorded everything. I'd made these super fancy worksheets. Like, it was just this crazy labor of a thing. And then it wasn't profitable, right? So you don't want to do that. Every time we launch something new or we have a program, we want to start with bare bones, and we only invest back into it once we've proven that it's profitable. And that's what I work with my HCA students to do, whether they're doing one-on-one or whether they're doing a group program or a hybrid, which is a combination of one-on-one and group, is we start with bare bones. We launch a test version. We test it. We make sure people want it. We make sure it can get people results. We make sure that we can live up to the promise that we offered. And not only does this help you prove something is profitable before you invest a lot of time or money into it, but it also keeps you in integrity, because then you're not out there selling something that doesn't get people results. With my course, Hormone Power, I was out there selling it and I'd never actually gotten anyone through it. I didn't actually know if it was going to get people results. And I think people saw through that, right? They could sense that there was something off. And so I learned a lot from that experience. And the truth is, you don't need anything fancy. You can do this very bare bones and keep it really simple and really basic, and your program can still get unbelievable results for your clients, and you can keep your profit margin high. A lot of people are like, well, I want to invest in Thinkific like you, Kendra. I'm like, man, Thinkific costs me like $2,000 a year. It's freaking expensive. It's costing me like $200 a month. I don't recommend that, but my course business makes a lot of money. So that is a very reasonable expense for me, right? But that's not how I would start. Like, do you really want to be spending $200 a month for fancy platforms or whatever? We really just want to keep it basic. Keep it basic until you have proven something is profitable. Okay. So let's quickly recap. Those three beliefs that are stopping coaches from hitting six figures is, number one, thinking it's easy. Building a business is not easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it, right? I think the payoff is more than worth it. I think the money plus the freedom plus the fulfillment is more than worth the hardness or the difficultness or the stress of it, because it is hard and it doesn't stop being hard. Yes, you get into a flow. Yes, it gets easier, but it's full on. Right? The business never stops. You have to constantly be brainstorming new ways to market your business and be putting yourself out there and attracting clients into your world. It's fucking hard, and it's way more hard than you can ever imagine. Number two belief stopping you from hitting six figures is thinking it's fast. Like I said, give it at least 3 to 5 years. If you are not willing to give it 3 years, then don't start a business. Don't even start, because it will take that long. And most people start before they've even given themselves a chance to succeed. Okay. And this is a good way to think about it. A lot of us have done post-secondary education. We've gone to university or college, and it takes us 4 years, and we suffer through those 4 years. It's fucking hard. But the reason why we do it is because there's a promise of something better on the other side, which is maybe a higher paying job or just a career, right? So we don't sit there and bitch about how long it's taking. We're like, no, this is going to take 4 years. And in 4 years, I'll have this degree and I'll be able to do X, Y, Z. Think of your business like that. Don't expect to have a successful, consistent business in less than 3 years. Just don't. And if you don't think you're going to have it before then maybe it won't be as hard. And if you're one of those people in the position where you're like, Kendra, I don't have 3 years. I need to make money now. Go get a part-time job. Seriously, get a part-time job. This is what I did. I had a part-time job for the first 3 years in my business. I worked for FDN as a contractor. It was about 20 hours a week, but it paid the bills, right? If you only have your business to pay the bills and you're in your first 3 years, you should really get a part-time job. I'm serious. Go get a job at a local health food store. Do whatever. Just find a part-time job. They are out there. Get something to pay the bills or get a business loan. Do something, because it is going to take long. And if you think you can do it and faster than that, then by all means, go for it. But you might be sadly disappointed. Okay. And then the third thing is thinking that it needs to be fancy, right? It doesn't need to be fancy. When I hit six figures, I barely had brand colors. I had a shitty website. I didn't have any fancy branding or messaging. I was just out there every day, putting myself out there and working my ass off. And it was very basic what I had, but I was able to build the six figures. Only once you're at six figures, when you're actually generating a decent amount of cash for your business, think about investing in the fancy platforms. You can keep it very bare bones and keep your profit margin high until you have money to invest more. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. If you love this podcast, I would so appreciate if you could give me a review. Just go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. That's ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. Thank you for being here with me today. I do appreciate your time, and I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.